Welcome everyone. Welcome wherever you are in the world, live or on the replay. We are here at our Urban Elephant Retreat Meditation Mindset. And it is something incredible that happens. Something incredible that happens when we begin applying our meditation mindsets. But when we're talking about applying, we must look at two completely different perspectives of applying meditation mindset. One of those perspectives of meditation mindsets are what it is that we are doing during the meditation, and another, how that which we embodied, how that which we have worked on actually carries on into our life. So those are completely two different perspectives, because as we always say, that we are who we are. We are who we are during our meditation. We are who we are during our life. By working with the mindsets, we actually are able to expand our self-identity through the senses of the body, through the work, the embodiment of one meditation mindset and another. And when they all come together, suddenly we see a whole new world in front of us. And of course, that is the idea. The idea is to stop running and looking for the new, but actually to see the new in everything that we already have. That will bring us joy. That will bring us true joy. Today's mindset, and I encourage you, I want to make sure that you are in a standing posture. I want to make sure that your hands and arms are free to your sides. This is how we begin our meditation. I want to make sure that your eyes are closed and you're simply listening to your body. And that today's meditation mindset is probably one of the most important meditation mindsets out there. And if we get this, if we can embody this, we could probably see a whole new world in a very, very short time. You see, the meditation mindset today is called the hidden. And what is that hidden? Again, the process of meditation allows us to really expand ourselves in such a way that we could never even dream of expanding ourselves during our everyday life. And this is why it's very, very important to keep meditations and everyday life a little bit separate from each other. So what is happening right now is that we are in a perfect opportunity to explore, to embody, to utilize internal triggers that we could have never explored, utilized before. That's what we call a mindset, and that's why they are so, so important. So what is that hidden? I'm trying to bring it to words, and it is not as simple as it seems. You see, in our everyday life, we are paying attention. What we find important, what we find necessary for our survival, what we find necessary for what we call growth within the physical experience, those are the things that are what we call outcomes, things we can touch, things we could feel, things that reflect within time and space. Okay? Reflect within time and space. In our physical life, what we see is important. What we seek, what we are after, what we invest in, what we are empowered by, what we get inspired by are things and experiences that can be tangible. Now, today's meditation mindset is called the hidden, and it is the intangible. It is that which connects moments. It is that which comes in between sounds, which is coming in between postures. Because what you will find that the true energy, the real true energy of and the quality of what we call life, is really not found in the cells of the body, but in the connection between the cells. It's not found in the organs, even though in the physical life we try and, you know, heal the organs and heal the cells and heal whatever we can see, right? We're after. But the true life is not found in the organ or in the cell or in the person. It's found in the relationship between its parts, in the actual relationship between parts. Now, how do you take this, use it as a meditation mindset, and then expand your self-identity and apply it into your everyday experience by that empowering the relationship between each and every moment, between each and every internal and external manifested. You see, the way life is, that it is broken down into moments. It's broken down into small little parts. And the reason why our world, our body is broken down into, and everything that we know, we look deeper, we see how it's broken down in small parts. We look out there, we see how it's all broken down in small parts. Our own life is broken down into intervals, intervals that connect between each other. And the reason why we are not one big block, right? And the reason why intelligence is, the more brain cells you have, the more intelligent you are, or more likely actually, the better they are connected together, the better the quality of the connection between the parts is what allows one thing or another to be more alive, more true. It's the connection between the parts, but the parts must be many. This is why there are many of us on this planet. This is why we have many people in a gathering. It doesn't guarantee you quality if you have more and many, but what it does, it gives an opportunity, okay, that if the quality of connection is good, then the numbers will make a difference as well. Okay. Now, what I want to do right now is I want to utilize this understanding that the power of everything and anything is the connection, the quality of connection between its parts. That is the hidden element to everything. Connection between moments, connection between people, connection within, between moments. What we're going to do is we're going to use our meditative state and allow ourselves to expand the vocabulary of our senses through the lens, through the mindset of the hidden. Through the mindset of paying attention instead of to the postures and to the movement and to the sensations, we're going to begin paying attention to what happens in between. in the transitions in between, in the change. We're going to embrace the change. We're going to embrace the transitions. And we're going to start internally paying attention to what happens in between. Okay? So this is what we are receiving right now. And this is what we're going to begin doing. And again, make sure that you begin from a standing posture. And to remind you that standing posture is something that allows you to begin this meditation from the most freedom you can give to your spine. And you will see how that happens. So you stand up, your feet a little wider than usual. Your hands are free to your sides. Your eyes are closed. And make sure there's some room around you so you can allow the body to express itself when necessary. And what we're going to do right now is we're going to start looking inwards. We're going to start looking inwards into the experience within. But our attention will be paying our attention to the transitions, to the in-between, to the quiet between the sounds. Not to the posture or to the sensation, but what happens in between. Not to the thought, but what happens between thoughts. Now, it's not going to be easy. And the only thing that we really need is the intention to do so, the intention to explore. The intention to explore will instantly raise the energy. Just let's experiment that, okay? It's not going to be easy. It's one of the most difficult and complex meditation mindset, okay? So here we go. Please begin paying attention inward. And what we're going to do is that we're going to apply inner keys. We're going to use our inner commands as we know how to do them. And this is through the inner voice. Just like when we want to raise our arm, we give an internal command for the arm to rise. Exactly the same way, we're going to apply inner commands. And the purpose of the inner commands is actually to allow us to notice what happens in between. Hear what I'm saying right now. We're going to use internal commands. You're going to see how it's going to be done right now for the different floors of the body. But if we were in our everyday life, if we were with open eyes and not in a meditative state, we would then naturally pay attention to, okay, so there is an internal command to the head and the neck. We're paying attention to the head and the neck. That would be natural because that's what the command is about. But in this meditation, we're going to actually pay attention not to the head and the neck, but to what happens in between the movements, in between the sensations. You'll practice, you'll see. It will definitely give you a little bit of a challenge. But it's all about the energy that is changing. It's not about, the success is not measured in how well you have done noticing, but how the quality of the energy has changed. Okay? Here we go. Please repeat it with your inner voice. Please repeat what I'm going to say right now with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy and fill my head and my neck. This is our usual key. And the moment you say it, relax into the moment and notice the in-between. I'm going to repeat the same key now with the lens, with the mindset of the hidden. Now you understand what the hidden means. It is the quality of the energy between any interactions, between any relations. Okay? Here we go. Please repeat it with your inner voice. Include the meditation mindset in it. I want to receive a lot of energy recognizing the hidden, and fill my head and my neck. And as you are doing so, simply relax into your standing posture and let your body guide you through. Trust your body to do so. Trust your body to do so. Very good. Beautiful. And now you're simply observing the in-between. It's not easy. It's very advanced. Just observe the in-between. Now, if we were only to take this concept, that mindset, and simply apply it in our everyday life, without the work that we're doing right now, without the embodiment of that concept and the practice during the meditation, then we will be always conflicting between the experience of the body and the understanding of the mind. We have to unite the two together. The thought and the understanding has to be always in perfect unity with the internal experience of the body. So during this meditation, what we are doing by embodying that mindset and placing our attention specifically to that mindset and nothing else, and then experiencing the body, freeing the body, experiencing the sensations of the body, as we apply that mindset, we literally unify our understanding of the need for relationship between the parts and not the parts themselves. We unify the understanding that we already have with the experience of the body. Then it's a perfect match. It's like a cup and the contained in the cup and the water in the cup. Unified. But without the meditation, without the embodiment of that mindset, without the specific attention to that mindset, it may take us a very, very long time or many lifetimes to bring ourselves to that unity. And we will always be trying, and we will always maybe understanding even more, but to be able to make it real in not only in our action and interactions with people, but also in our internal experience of everyday moment, that would be simply impossible. For our internal system to function, for our body, for our immune system, for ourselves to function at that level would be impossible unless we embody it and allow it to literally become us through a meditative state. It's an amazing thing. Let's go to the next inner key, inner command. And I know I'm talking over your experience, but I think it's necessary. Those words are necessary to continue inspiring us to not lose the focus, because we have a survival instinct, a survival instinct to pay attention to the outcomes, to pay attention to the parts instead of what holds the parts together. Pay attention to the cover instead of to what's in it. Beautiful, that's it. Now we're talking. So as you are standing up, you just pay attention to your body and let it express itself. let it express itself in all its might. Everything that the body may want to express, let it express completely free. Thoughts, let them come. Sounds, if they arrive, express yourself in sound. Movements, postures, sensations of the body, you literally notice that we are not restricting anything at all, because what we want is our body to bring us what we call self-regulation, to bring us into a higher state. Okay? Beautiful. Next inner key, next inner command, please repeat it with your inner voice. Simply repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. And through the lens of the hidden, which gives us the understanding of what we're working with, through the lens of the hidden, fill my hands, arms, and shoulders. And through the lens of the hidden, fill our hand, arms, and shoulder. Beautiful. Excellent. Beautiful. And then you just simply pay attention to the in-between. Excellent. Just notice, pay attention to the in-between. You don't have to be successful in this. What you need is a desire to notice. Listen to what I'm saying. Success is not measured in what you notice. Success is not measured in how it's expressed. Success is measured in the difference of the energy that you receive between where you were a moment ago and when you are where you arrive to be. That's the only measurement. Excellent. Next inner key. Please repeat it with your inner voice. And the energy is rising. You're doing very well. I want to receive a lot of energy. To recognize the hidden and fill my chest cavity. To recognize the hidden and fill my chest cavity, my chest. Beautiful. Again, we're so used to looking at outcome. We're so used to looking at the physical, at the sensation. And right now we want to literally look at what happens between postures, just in the quiet between the postures. What happens in the quiet between the thoughts? Just ask the question. How do you, many people ask me, Eric, how do you know? How do you diagnose? How do you connect? Internally, you just ask the question. You be humble enough to ask. And once you're humble enough to ask internally, the answer will arrive. The answer will match your energy state. You can't receive what you are not ready for. You can't receive what is not yours. You can't receive what you cannot be, you know, even the challenges in life. They don't arrive unless they match you and your need. You're challenged always and rewarded always as a perfect match of how you are at that moment. Not of who you are or who you potentially should be, but your challenges are exactly matching your needs. And so are your rewards. Because both the rewards and the challenges are not there to be solved or consumed. They are there to be inspired by. That makes sense. Take you further to help you grow on the vertical. Not just challenge and resolution of challenge would be boring and insignificant and a waste of life. This is why we are born as children, as infants, to be able to go through life and have enough challenges in our life that in the process of overcoming those challenges, we gain the hidden, which is the mindset of today. We gain the hidden in the process of overcoming challenges. Life is not about having a challenge and overcoming it. The outcome is not important, not as much. The outcome is important for survival. The outcome is not important for the outcome itself, because guess what? A moment later, you need to resolve something else. You have another challenge. You have something else that potentially you could get attached to and feel the attachment to. So, and that's a challenge as well. You know, pleasurable moments are just as a challenge as, you know, as uncomfortable and difficult moments. Both are challenging because what we want is we want to continue the flow of life. We want to continue the movement forward. And the only way to continue moving forward is not to try and fight, you know, but to truly try and keep something or try and fight something, but truly recognize the value of the inspiration that we receive from both the pleasant experiences and the challenging experience. And the value of that inspiration is what builds character, and that character is what we take into our everyday life. So here we are. We are with our eyes closed right now. We started from a standing posture. And we're literally embodying the mindset of what I call the hidden. The hidden is the ability to recognize the value of the connection, the value of the energy that connects parts together and not the parts themselves, because the cells of our body, what gives them life is not the cells themselves, but how well they're connected together. And the higher quality of life is the improvement in the connection between our parts, improvement in the connection between our experiences, from one experience to the other, improvement in the connection between the people that around us, our personal karma is the connection to ourselves. Our family karma is connection, of course, to those who come together with us. And there is the karma of our nation, and there is the karma of humanity. And all of those, they are also qualities of connection. But the beginning connection, that which drives, that is, which is in the center and gives the light to everything else, is, of course, our connection with ourselves and our internal experience. This is why we can reach incredible things in a meditative state just by ourselves, just alone. Because there is a duality inside that we are reaching a unity in. There's always that duality inside of us. There's always that past and that present and that future that we have to bring together into one. And when we do it on an energy level within our meditative state, suddenly that unity we bring into the world around us in our physical experience. And that's the goal of meditation itself. So here we are. We are on the next key. Please repeat it with your inner voice as your eyes are closed and as you're allowing the body to express itself. Here is the next inner key, inner command. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy through the lens of the hidden representing the quality of connection between parts, through the lens of the hidden, and fill my abdomen, and fill my abdomen. And notice what happens. Now again, a reminder, why do we fill the body part? It's because our body is not just a physical body. And therefore, when we are working with our body during the meditation, we're not only working with the physical part of our body. We're also working with that higher potential, that higher resonance of what the body gives us. And through the attention to our body, through the attention to our body, we're able to reach that hidden. We are able to touch the hidden. The hidden, the connection between parts, is also being born through the observation of the physical experience. The hidden is being born through the observation of the physical experience. The quality of the energy literally changes as we're able to observe our physical experience in the truth, just how it is, just how you are. You don't have to try anything more than you are, because you could never be who you are not. The key is to allow yourself to see what is at this moment. And then the energy change. Beautiful. Next inner key, next inner command. We're almost done. Here it is. I want, please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. And fill my legs and feet. But I want to receive a lot of energy through the filter of the hidden and fill my legs and feet. What does that mean? It means that we are paying attention to the in-between, to the parts in between. Beautiful. Excellent. Beautiful. Next inner key, please repeat it with your inner voice. And this is our final key for today. Our final key for today. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. Through the lens of the hidden. Through the lens of the hidden. And fill my entire body. Fill my entire body. Head to toes. Head to toes. Top to bottom of my spine. Head to toes. Top to bottom of my spine. And notice the in-between. We're paying attention to the connections between moments, to the connection between our experiences. The quiet between the sound. Doing it. If you have a few more moments, please stay in this energy a little bit longer. Otherwise, embody, internalize, and take it into your day. My name is Eric Waldman. This is our Urban Elephant Retreat Meditation Mindset. The mindset is the hidden, probably the most difficult to embody. Requires a lot of time and attention. The hidden, of course, is that element that connects things together. That element that in survival mode, in our everyday life, we miss, don't see its value, nor can we raise its value for us. And only during the meditation can we listen, and in the process, gain that proper quality, the proper unity within us, to allow us to bring a new self, a new empowered self into our everyday life. You've done very, very well. It was difficult for me to bring it, very difficult today, and I'm sure it wasn't easy for you to accept it, but this is why we are here. We are here not for the outcome, but we are here for the quality of the energy that we reach in between, in the process of trying, in the process of walking between each step, in the character builder, in the builder of the self-identity that happens between each step, between each thought, between each experience, between each outcome. Thank you for everything. Thank you for being here. Until next.